Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fan, Three Letterman Fellows. What's good?
Yo, yo, fuck with your Hungry Fan 007, man. Shout out to Hungry Fan Movement. It's your boy, Three Letterman, a.k.a. DRE. You already, man. Let's get it popping.
Let's do this. Yo, first of all, we had some crazy events happen this weekend. We had King of the Dots with Vendetta 2, and we had the Spit That Heat event, which Angry Fan was at. How was that event, man?
Yeah, that event was fucking crazy, B. All the battles was classic from that and the Trinidad card. Real shit. When shit drop, them shit drop, a lot of niggas gonna be impressed with them battles that they just did, man.
What was the best battle to you?
The best one there? Damn. Yo, there was a sleeper on the card, but the dude named Stebo, like, no one, I'm pretty sure no one's heard of him. He had, like, one of the best battles, I think. He was punching, like, every two rounds. But probably got to be that John John and T-Top. That shit was crazy. John John was going crazy in that battle, yo.
Yeah, obviously I heard that.
The day, but it was like, 6-7 minutes, a 1 6-7 minute round. One round. That shit was crazy. Yeah, they was both going crazy on that shit.
That's what
damn.
It is.
Yo, then the Gutter and Riggs, there was a lot of good battles. That nigga Remedy fucking didn't show up for his battle versus Cannon the Beast. That shit is mad whack, yo.
And don't even put niggas on that's not coming on.
Yeah, like, niggas dead-ass safety be promoted to be on the event and all that shit. And they dead-ass safety then accepted some money and all that and just don't show up. That shit doesn't make no fucking sense, man. Then Danger Zone was battling Automatic. Danger Zone Automatic Ray was a crazy battle, too.
Who won that battle?
Yeah.
Danger Zone, right?
I was actually eating, but from my understanding, a lot of niggas were saying, pretty much everybody was saying, from what I heard from niggas were saying Danger Zone. But, you know, that shit got to be on camera. These niggas is on some, you know, they got both of them niggas got bars and shit.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't really no too many clear one-sided battles, man. Riggs was crazy. The PG Skillet and Blu-ray Blade, they meant everything. Then Billy Dutch's and fucking Daylight battle, that was crazy.
That? Talk about it.
Yo, this nigga Daylight, B.
Talk about it.
Yo, my nigga, so check it out. So fucking Billy Dutch is battling nigga for three rounds, right? So this nigga Billy goes first.
Right.
No, my pardon me, Daylight goes first. Daylight, he had mad bars the first round. I'm not even going front. The nigga was going off, son. His first round, he was going off. Billy Dutch was going off, too. I think the first round is definitely debatable. Could go either way. I gave it to Daylight, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, you got to see it again. But in the third, it was just like Daylight was saying that shit. The second round, Daylight went. You could tell Daylight was like, he wasn't on his A game, taking mad sips of water and stupid shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, man, what the fuck? But Billy was killing this nigga anyway. Remember in the prediction block, I said he'd be flipping mad shit, Billy.
Yeah.
He was killing Daylight round two. So Billy won that shit easily the second round. You know what I'm saying? Then come the fucking third round, my nigga.
Talk
check
about
it out. Like, I fucking knew that something was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I knew it because I seen a nigga. He's like, oh, you fucked up coming here and shit. So I'm laughing it off like, yeah, whatever, nigga. So my nigga, this nigga goes, I think he starts it off like he didn't write no bars for the third round or some shit like that. So we all looking like, man, what the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying? So this nigga goes the whole round, he's going to talk to me. The Angry Fan. I'm like, man, look at this shit right here, my nigga. I'm like, damn, I'm on stage behind Billy, so you can see me. I'm like, man, what the fuck, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? I got the Remy in my hand. I'm like, all right, let's go, nigga. So he starts talking, and basically, here's the thing about the third round, though, is that it ain't like it was some bullshit. He was saying some real shit, you know what I'm saying? The nigga was pretty much on some shit talking about antics and how they got him. He was asking me, like, did I ever go to Alaska and Australia? And dumb shit like that. The first time I said, I ain't going to answer, nigga. But then he kept asking questions, so I'm listening to the nigga. And it's like what he said on the show when he was like, I'm a gimmick rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what's getting me. This is what they're booking me for. That's kind of where he was going with it, in the bars. You see what I'm saying? Then he goes, yo, like, he's trying to get on me like, yo, about the blogs and all that shit. Or you just be blogging with a non-AD screen. He said some shit like that. So I'm standing there, right? My nigga. Before I knew it, this motherfucker had tapped my pockets, my nigga. Yo. Hey, yo.
Talk
my nigga.
It.
check it out, Joe 3. I ain't even had time to think. Before I knew it, I was tapping his shit right back on camera.
Oh, man.
That shit was crazy, son.
Yo, how was the atmosphere when you did, when you pocket checking him though, Zed?
Yo, everybody was just like, that shit happened so fast, everybody was like, what the fuck is going on?
Damn, son.
Yo, word up. Everybody was like, what the fuck is going on? That shit happened mad quick. He tried to mark me out like it was going to be just that. I just reacted, my nigga.
Mm. Wow.
Yo, but yo, there was a dope-ass battle. I gave it to Billy, though. You know what I'm saying? Really?
Gave it to Billy.
But then, it, like I said, I got to see that show on camera, too. Because, you know, both of them got them over the headlines. You know, you drinking,
yeah.
You burning. It's 420.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas is getting right. I'm eating and shit. I didn't see the Danger Zone at 8. Yeah, Danger Zone at Automatic Way. I wasn't on stage because I was eating for that one. And the Blu-ray Blade and PD Skiller. I just heard shit. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't, like, live on every bar and shit. I was all in the back and shit. So there was, like, two or three battles that I didn't see.
Right.
Everything else I seen. And for the most part, they were all good money, man. Real shit.
Mm. What about you, Tim? Where did you go this weekend, my brother? My brother?
Oh, man, I made a quick trip, you know, about an hour and a half north of myself. Went to this Vendetta 2 King of the Dot event.
Talk about it.
Salute to, man, Sticky Fingers, Onyx, Method Man, man. We're all in the
Spider
building.
Spider Loke,
bro.
I saw the building, too.
Spider Loke was there, man. Salute to all them fools for coming in, man. It was a dope event, man. Cast, we had a similar situation at our event than that Remy did, which was with Ill Will, who last minute said he wasn't making it due to contract restrictions and shit like that.
Mm.
Blah, blah, blah. So, you know, his battle with Real Deal didn't end up happening. And, yeah, man, it sucked. But all those other battles, first of all, Danny Myers and KG set it off. And that was a crazy battle. That shit was crazy.
Question. With the whole, I was hearing about that. Ill Will did not battle Real Deal.
Ill Will did not battle Real Deal.
Because I didn't see any of the battles yet and shit. I just drove back and shit. Damn, was there ever any excuse?
Yeah, there was an excuse to where in contract with his UFF, he could not make it out. They wouldn't let him. And
are you serious?
Yep, and he didn't let them know until Friday morning, a day before.
Oh, come on, man.
Yep.
Yeah, they got better communication, man.
Better communication. That's just bad money right there, man. That's bad money, man. You can't promote a battle. That's just bad money.
I'm saying. And the Real Deal was there and everything. You know, it wasn't even in time for them to cancel his flight or shit like that, you know. So Real Deal was already out there.
With Remedy and Cannon, same shit.
Yeah. So we had Danny Myers and KG set it off. That was the first battle. And then I believe it was Suge and Tycoon Tax, which I don't know, man. Suge stumbled three times, man, in this battle. So I gave it to Tax, man. I gave it to Tax in this battle.
Yeah, I saw the footage, too. I agree. I gave it to Tax, too.
Really?
Yeah, I saw the footage. Yeah,
it was,
I saw all the battles.
It was
shit,
crazy.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Man.
Suge had too many Mexican jokes.
Caps. Trust me. In the room, they wanted to hear Suge bit too. Like they were hoping that he would come with that street shit, but all he
Mexican
came with
jokes.
Was Mexican jokes, and he stumbled three times. That's all that we heard.
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying. I don't know, man. That's crazy. All right. Fucking. It is what it is.
And, shit, what was after that? We had,
B-Magic and Nitty.
B-Magic and Nitty was actually the main event. That was the last battle to happen, which was in. That shit was crazy. I'm not going
to
lie.
Hard to
call, B-Magic did stumble twice. It wasn't like a joke, but he paused twice. He did. I'll admit that.
But Tim, hold on. When you looked at B-Magic, you noticed that it sounded like somebody was actually talking when he was rapping. It seemed like he got distracted a little bit, though.
They were. Yeah. Hey, Cap, I'm gonna be real with both of you, Dre and Cap. Like, people were talking in the back during battles, too. Like, by the bar, people were talking in the back. So, but bar-wise, I still have B-Magic beating Nitty 2-1. Nitty had
wait,
shit,
wait, wait, wait. And he stumbled twice?
It wasn't like a, he didn't, he, it was like a, like a pause. I don't know.
Yeah.
It didn't really. What, right, Dre? It wasn't like a stutter.
Yeah, he turned.
Like,
he kept turning his back around. He kept turning his back, and I think when he turned his back, he just got distracted because niggas was stupid. Head niggas talking in the back. I think that threw him off a little bit, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it threw him off a little bit, though.
Nitty didn't come to play, though. That shit, he
didn't come to play at all.
He was spitting. That shit was crazy. We have Bender and Big T. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something about this battle right here. I was not impressed on this battle.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm going to get heat for that or whatever, man. I was not impressed with Big T versus Bender. I'm going to be straight up. I mean, huh?
Bender wasn't going off?
Not really, man. There was nothing. I didn't take anything away from that battle. There was nothing that was, like, crazy.
What about Big Terrence?
That was said. Nah, no one said, like, anything about Terrence. No, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Nothing really moved me in that battle. I'm going to be straight.
Right.
Bender did say something. He's like, I'm not religious. I just see it as all is superstitious, but I'll have blood running down this big T like the crucifixion and shit like that. I mean, that was nice. He said something like that, and Big T has some shit too, but nothing really moved me in that battle, man. I mean, I have to give it to Bender. Bender won that shit 2-1.
Okay.
That's one I didn't watch.
If you were to put a gun to my head and tell me, choose on that one. But it was a dope event, man. Like I said, all the battles really happened on time. Everything was dope. It was an overall great event. Like you said, the cat, same thing over there in Atlanta, man. People were smoking. You already know how it is, man. Shit was crazy. But, anyways, man, we got these King of the Dot pay-per-views to raffle off, and to you fans, you know, we have quizzes for you guys, see how much you really know about King of the Dot. This is it for those true fans out there that know this shit. So we're going to do this. We have two to give away here. So we're going to take some calls and see if you guys can answer some of these questions. So let's get into it, man. Let's do this.
Timbo, hold on real quick. About Chillin'? What's your opinion on Chillin' Daylight, though, B?
Oh, Chillin' Daylight. What am I saying, man? Yeah.
And Verb and Caustic.
Well,
Chillin' Daylight was the battle of the night.
Yeah,
they both went crazy. I'm a fan of Chilla. It's just sometimes that wordplay, it just doesn't change really for me. I had Daylight winning 2-1. I had Daylight actually getting that third. I thought he spazzed in that third. I know Chilla did too. Chilla went crazy in that third, but Daylight had this whole Michael Jackson shit. This whole Michael Jackson scheme. And he had the mask on. He came with all bars. There was no antics. Daylight brought his mom on stage, too. That was crazy.
Wow.
He had his mom on stage with him. But that was a crazy. That was the battle of the night. For sure, that was the battle of the night. Hey, Dre, you saw it, right?
Yeah. The first round is the only thing I didn't like with Daylight when he was doing that Unke shit. That Unke, Unke.
Yeah,
He going to deal with it.
He had the Mortal Kombat shit, and then the NK with the MK Mortal Kombat, and I was like, all right. But, like, 20 times, I don't know, man. That's just
this third round was fucking flames, though.
He left the earth in that third round, bro. Yeah.
Boy, you niggas that say I hate on Daylight, nah. Daylight can't rhyme and shit. I can't front.
He can't rhyme. What do you think about Chilla after that first? Did he choke? Or was that a stumble? Did you see that?
Stumbleitis, I think he did on.
A little stumbleitis in that event? A little stumbleitis? All right.
Okay.
But that was battle of the night for sure. Caustic and Verb, man, I don't even want to speak on this, man. I'm so disappointed at Verb. I'm going to be straight up. Said he was sick, I get it, but he rapped 10 seconds of his third round, and then he was finished. That was it. 10 seconds of a third round. And that was it. I gave it to Caustic, man. I thought Caustic won 2-1.
Same here.
Verb didn't take it seriously. It didn't look like it was something that he really took seriously. What do you think, Dre?
Same thing. I gave it to Caustic 2-1.
Yeah.
All right.
Cass, wait to watch that one. Nobody believed me when I was tweeting out that Verb is choking in this third round. Nobody believed me, but. I mean, it happens, man. So, but, yeah, let's get to these calls. So we have two pay-per-views. We got some King of the Dot questions, so let's get into it. We got 608-658 on the line. 608-658.
Timbo, what is up? What up? What up?
What's good, man?
What's good, man? CMR, man. It's popping.
Salute. So we're gonna
the King of the Dot call up right now, bro.
Oh yeah. I'm with it. My King of the Dot is.
Hold up. We got five questions. Go ahead, Smoke.
We got some questions for you, man.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. First one. Which rap battle has the most views on King of the Dot?
Oh shit. It's gonna be fucking. Oh, it's not Diz and DNA.
Got 5 seconds, my man.
Fucking Diz.
All right. Name three battles Arsenal has on King of the Dot.
All right. Pat Stay. Who else we got? Swave and third. That's Grind Time. Shit. Who did he battle? DNA.
Arsenal DNA was not on King.
No, that wasn't KOTD.
That was Don't Flop.
Shit,
yeah, I'm bugging. I'm thinking about his battle at World Domination 4. Go ahead.
All right. I'm gonna give you a couple more though. We'll give you a couple more, and then we're gonna go to the next call real quick.
Never mind.
Never mind. We're gonna keep it pushing. We don't have like too much time. Caller, stay on, and then we're gonna come back. We're answering questions.
Stay on.
Go ahead, yo.
All right, let's go. 704-713.
Champ.
What's good, man?
I don't even want to answer the questions. I want to salute y'all. I was sitting here tweeting about y'all right now. I was telling y'all I was tuned in. I wanted to say, I think Chilla had more of a false start than a stumble in that first round. I was about to hit Angry Fan with that tweet right now. That's why y'all on the speaker. What's good, y'all?
Salute, man.
But yeah, I just wanted to salute y'all. You know, this cat, Sean Capri, on the Twitter joint. I just, you know, be checking out the movement. I figured I tuned in and I checked y'all out.
That's what's up, my nigga.
I thought I was all the way down the line somewhere.
We appreciate it, man. Salute coming up far. All right, we got
For all y'all asking about the rest of the recaps, we try to get these tickets out first, and then we'll finish talking about everything and shit.
There you go. All right, let's go. All right, let's go 312-498. 312-498. Just listening? Yeah. All right, let's go 208-520. 208-520. You on?
Yo,
what's good, man? What's good?
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, you have any King of the Dot questions?
All right, man, you ready for these?
Yeah, I don't know too much about King of the Dot, but I'll answer something. I'll just take some logical guesses.
All right, let's do this. Let's do how many pages of rhymes did Cannabis say he had for Disaster during their battle at Vendetta?
About 30.
Okay. Name.
I just thought I'd just the first answer, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Name six people on the King of the Dot staff.
Oh, shit. All right. Organic, Lush, Aspect.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't even tell you the rest.
Okay.
I couldn't even tell you. My bad.
Oh, man.
Okay, okay,
trying to
okay.
Test everybody's knowledge out there, man. All right, stay on. We're gonna come back.
Nope.
Salute, man. All right, let's go 760-219. 760-219.
Yo.
Peace. Yo, what's good, man?
What's good?
Yo, I'm in a grocery store right now too. Let's get it.
Okay. All
right, man. You think you know King of the Dot? Let's do this. All right.
All right.
All right, who has filmed nearly all of the King of the Dot events going back to grind time?
Oh, man, I hate my life right now. Man, I think he just stopped filming, too, not too long ago. I want to say, like, Potato or some shit. I know he got some weird-ass name. I don't know.
Yo, we're going to go to the judges for this. Captain Dre, it's Avocado. It's Avocado, man.
What did he say?
He said potato.
Hey, I was close enough.
What?
He said
potato.
Yeah.
Feel me?
I feel you, man. Yo, I feel you, bro. I'm sorry. Not
yeah, move on. Along, move along. Call, right, call right, back.
Right. Yeah, yo.
We got QB coming on in a little while.
We got QB coming on in a little while?
Yeah. Not right
okay.
now, but a little later. We still.
Okay, she's actually on right now, man.
Whoa. Let's go. I mean, put her in.
We got QB. QB, what's good?
Yeah, what's good?
Black Diamond, what's poppin'?
What up with y'all? Y'all was expecting me later. I almost forgot about y'all. I was watching the battle, and I'm looking in the comments. I see Angry Fan. I'm like, oh, shit, 8 o'clock. I got to hit him up. Oh, shit. And I looked on my Twitter, and he hit me. My
Nah, you straight. You good. What's good with you, yo?
Thanks for coming on.
Word.
I'm chilling, grinding. I'm dropping my mixtape in June, and I got a big battle with Fear of Funeral and Queen of the Ring in June, so I'm just prepping for that, grinding.
That's what I see you doing. I see you doing modeling now, too, right? You're doing a lot of, you're advertising a lot of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I got body products and shit. I got to re-up on them, but I got, like body wash and body spray, body oils, all type of shit, lotion for the females. I got a lot of shit.
That's what it is. So you got Pharaoh coming up.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to tell you now, man, that could be close, man. Don't sleep.
Oh, no.
You know
why
I say that? Because she got aggression, you know what I'm saying? So she, like, you real gritty with it. I love your grittiness. You always been like that. So it's like now you're bringing more bars with it. But she's going to be gritty and shit, I think. Feel me?
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm definitely not sleeping. When you sleep, you're going to wake up. So, it's going to be crazy.
QB, this three-letter man, I understand that, you know, I don't think it's going to be close. I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't see this battle being close at all. I can see you not body bagging at all. I ain't going to say that. But I can see you edging each round. I really can. I mean, I look at the battle she had against Ms. Merck. She lost. She lost the 40 bars. Who has Pharaoh Funeral actually beat in your eyes, in your opinion?
Yo, you know what's crazy? I was looking through it. You know I be watching her battles and shit. Vixen is the only person she clearly beat. Like, and I know my little sister could beat Vixen.
Who she beat?
Vixen.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the only person she, like, clearly beat. Like, I was looking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she don't be getting body back, but she be losing.
A lot of battles.
She be losing.
Yeah, Shuni got it too, I think. Yeah, Shuni got that. And then she had to tag up with Shuni to get hot again.
Oh, man.
My bad. Sorry.
three-letter man, I fuck with you.
You know that, QB. You know I fuck with you heavy. Oh. You know that.
Yo, mm-hmm. I mean, she don't... Yo, man, I always said that shit, man.
She don't be winning, man. Obviously, you go down the line and shit. But that's why it's like you can't lose to her. You don't be the first one.
Right.
Yeah, not definitely. That's why a lot of pressure is on both of us. Like, what she be bringing, you know, you're only as good as your last battle. Like, a lot of I'm going in with the mind frame that I want a body here. I have to win. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she has to win or she's done.
Because I don't think you've battled anybody as aggressive as her, have you?
Hustle maybe, but that's it.
Yeah, hustle. Yeah, hustle, hustle, hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hustle. Goddess, probably. Nah.
Goddess, she's more, you know, she's trying to be more, like, aggressive nowadays, but back when we battled, she was just like some dukes. It was no aggression. Like, she definitely bring more bars and shit now to the table, so.
Absolutely.
Not the Goddess back then, you know what I'm saying?
Are you the best in Queen of the Ring? Let's keep it real. Like, what do you think?
Honestly, it's bitches that's nice too. You know what I'm saying? But all well-rounded consistency. Yes, I do consider myself one of the best. Yeah.
Yeah. Why they be trying to act like you not and shit? Why they be doing that shit? Like,
I don't know why they be sleeping on me. Because I don't give a fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not kissing nobody ass. I'm not dick riding nobody. I'm gonna tell y'all how I feel. I don't give a fuck. And I think that's I don't kiss nobody's ass, like, so nobody ain't. If you're doing that, niggas will hold you up and you're wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not kissing nobody's ass, so you don't gotta like me, but you're gonna respect me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was doing this before. It wasn't cool. Like, it was only shit. Luck and Remy. Then it was me, Gaddis, and Saratana. It was no bitches. Like, you know what I'm saying? And for me, battling back then, like, with consistency, and I haven't been bodied, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say, oh, I body everybody, but
right.
You still can debate anything, like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody fucking me up so bad, we're so crazy, like, consistency and just, I'm not the most bar-heavy person, but all being well-rounded, yes, definitely.
Yeah, you be talking that shit. The only battle was that Jazz battle,
yep.
Man.
Jazz,
that's it.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna keep it real with you. I wanted you to fuck Jazz up that battle. I even told her that shit. She knew it. I had you winning the whole time. Like, what are your thoughts on that battle? What you think you did wrong, or she did extra right, or what?
Nah, you know, it wasn't even more so her. It was I was letting the crowd get to me, and it made it seem like what she was saying was so crazy. And that wasn't even the case. I just let the crowd get to me. You could see my whole, you could see it in my face. I wasn't, like, focused, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I brought bars. Like, can't nobody take that from me.
Yeah,
so
you did.
I see, honestly, if when you know what I'm saying? Like, people was promoting, Jazz 3-0, so crazy.
Nah.
It was something like that. Like, I got the first. The second is debatable. You can watch that shit now, and she got the third. You know what I'm saying? Her third was crazy. I ain't know.
Yeah, third.
But that battle, you still can debate that battle. Like, I go back and look at the comments now. They be like, nah, QB won. Like, she was talking and shit. That probably made it, like, damn, this bitch is crazy. Like, she just going the fuck off. That made it make you want to edge it to Jazz because I wasn't being a fair sport. Like.
Mm. Okay, I got you. I see what you're saying. So it makes people not want to fuck with you even more and shit.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. But the battle, you know what I'm saying? The battle still was a good battle. Like, you know, people, they look their best versus QB. You know what I'm saying? So it still was an epic battle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. Go ahead, Dre. No, I'm going to ask her, when are you and official going to happen? Because at some particular time, this got to go down.
You know what? I don't know, like if the fans want that official, eventually, like, maybe it'll happen. Anything's possible. Anything's possible.
Yep. QB, this is Timbo here. I got a quick question. What did you think when you saw that no holds barred card, the whole thing?
Whew.
When you saw that,
you know what's crazy?
Because
I was hearing rumors and shit. You know, some of the girls, we were actually cool, so. It was like, yo, this might go down. I never had no confirmation. When I seen that shit, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I was already like, yo, I'm gonna fuck Fear up. Like, I'm going to go in there crazy because we've been wanting to battle each other, been calling each other up. When I seen that card, I'm like, yo, mostly all these bitches up here is vets. The only people who mm-hmm. wasn't up there, who should have been up there was Hustle and Shayna. But anything else,
what?
That shit was too crazy. I'm like, yo, I got to outperform everybody, like, I gotta go crazy, like, that shit is phenomenal, that's gonna be, like, the best car, like, that shit gonna be epic.
Yep. Everybody has to bring an A-game for that shit.
You have to.
Hey, yo, QB, yo, what's up with your Arsenal? People be having rumors about y'all on the battle and shit.
Yeah, nah, that's definitely gonna happen, like, it ain't, I'm not sure when exactly, but he agreed to battle me, and I agreed to battle him. Like, so, you know,
oh,
time
word.
Yeah, he said he went about, when I seen him at the last event, we was going back and forth and shit like that. Like, I think that would be epic, but
yeah,
that
would be epic right there.
Timing is everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Me and Farrah, shit, if we could have battled last year, it wouldn't have been epic as it is right now. You know what I'm saying? It's all about time. Timing is everything.
That's true.
And QB, I think I read somewhere where there's two people you said you never battled. You said that's 40 and C3. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Okay. C3 is a monster, yo. Your homegirl, yo.
Oh, definitely.
Fucking with C3 right now, QB. I can't front, yo.
Yeah, C3's dope. Dope as fuck. Dope.
C3, yeah. She's in the middle. She kind of came out of nowhere. I think I was sleeping on her a little bit, to be real, sure.
Yeah, she was crazy from her first battle with Jay Spoon. Like, even when she battled, her first battle was in the Bloody Knuckles League and shit. She had a little one-rounder joint. She did crazy on that shit, too, like, you know what I'm saying? So, C3, I've been fucking with her for years. Like, that's my nigga on a personal level.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but she's definitely epic. Like, that's my nigga. I co-signed, put my pride in her. Like, she's definitely dope.
Anybody else you want a battle?
Not really, like, whatever. Like, I honestly, Farrah, like, I be bullshitting, like, yo, like, I used to be saying, yo, I'm going to fuck around and retire, like, Farrah, that's what I wanted her, like, I wanted Miss Hustle. Like, this shit's been going on for a minute, like, you know what I'm saying? So, that's who I really wanted. If somebody else pissed me off, or me and somebody else, they stir up the pot, and they want to see that happen, then we can make that shit happen. But my focus right now is on Farrah, like, because if I start thinking, like, yo, I want to battle this person, while I'm writing bars for her, I'll be thinking of bars for somebody else. And my focus and energy don't even need to be on them. It needs to be on her.
I got you. Feel you.
But, QB, how funny was it when you was on Vlad TV with Don Lady, and she was doing all that extra yelling and getting crazy, and she literally got 3-0'd?
Mind control.
You had her looking crazy on Vlad TV, yo.
Yeah,
she blocked me on Twitter because of that battle, too. She blocked me on Twitter just because of that battle.
She got killed that battle. Let's keep it real. She got killed.
Yeah.
I don't know what she was doing that battle like.
I was in the hood watching that shit with my boys and shit. We watching that shit. And niggas like, yo, was that shit planned? And I'm like, no. Like, hell no. Because even when Star jumped up trying to, like, break it up and all that other, that shit, trying to get her from my door, that shit looked like some movie type shit. Like, that shit was just perfect. Like, because at first I'm like, yo, this bitch really showed her ass, but people love that. Like, everybody loves drama. Like, sex sells, drama sells, controversy, ratchet, that shit sells. Like, you know what I'm saying? So we did sell that battle, like, and I kicked her ass just for acting like an animal, like, you know. So unprofessional, like, I kicked her ass. Like, so that battle, it definitely is sold. Like, that interview was dope as shit.
QB, what do you tell her? You said some shit like, in Queens, I gotta connect with the Arm & Hammer line.
Oh, I said in Queens, I got a step boy,
loco.
With a hammer in the hand, like baking soda, loco.
Yo, yeah, you fucked her up that battle.
Damn,
my nigga. Jesus, Lord. QB gave us uppercuts, my nigga. I'm talking about straight body shots. For real.
That was a real bad look for Dominic. That really was.
After the talking she did, my nigga, man, look at here, man. QB, what card are you looking for further, besides your battle going on, Farrah? Is there a match on that card that you looking forward to seeing?
You know what? I want to see, and I'm not going to be biased because C3 is my friend. I want to see what happens when Tori Doe comes back. I want to see what she can do. Young Gaddis and E Hart was going back and forth. That's fucking old shit. Like two, three years ago. I want to see what's going to happen with them. Official and Couture, both of them got a lot to lose. Like, you know what I'm saying? I hope they make a classic. But if one of them lose, that shit gonna hurt them. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna hurt them real bad. So I wanna see that shit. That shit gonna be neck and neck. I wanna see that shit. And that's it. That's it really. I know 40 and Jazz is gonna be a bar fest. That's gonna be dope.
Who you got winning?
I wanna see how Jazz do. Jazz is born in the ring. I want to see how she has groove, you know what I'm saying? So I want to see how she's going to do in the ring, how she can convert back, like, because she's been, you know, on the stages now. I want to see how she do in the ring, like, but I got 40 for now, like, but, you know, not right. by much, like, 40 or 2-1. I got to see what Jazz can do in the ring, because 40, she you know, she's bar heavy, but
heavy.
Being, you know, being well-rounded, like, she flexing in that ring against Daylight. Like, she was in that motherfucker like a pro, you know what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't, it was no nervousness or nothing. Like, she really, you know, she handled her business, so.
Yeah.
So you feel Jazz is going to have to come with performance on this one against 40.
Definitely.
Okay. I agree.
And QB, we had Swave Sub on the show here about a couple weeks ago. And it was still good to see, even though you're not Team Homie, he still came on the show and showed you mad love. He was like, yo, that's my homegirl, my sister for life. You and Swave still good money, I take it, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's all love.
That's what it is.
Yo, QB, real quick. I have a quick question. Other than Arsenal, is there any other male battle rapper on your radar?
Hoffa. She said Hoffa one day, though.
It was math a little while, like, before, like, but it's just Arsenal for right now. I ain't really been,
okay.
Nobody ain't really been catching my eye or nothing like that. It's just Arsenal, like, I take that nigga out, like, that'd be crazy. Like, oh, if he debates with me, he lose. He can't debate. He really have to kick my ass OD, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I feel old Red beat Miss Hustle. I feel Daylight beat 40. They didn't kill them. You supposed to kill him. Like, you can't let no bitch debate with you. If you can debate to win, then they lose. Like, you lost.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So
me
and him can debate, I still win at the end of the day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even though I'm going for the kill, I wouldn't battle him to debate with him. I would battle him to try to body that nigga. So if that's what that was to happen, then he lose.
Yeah, QB, hey, yo, has King of the Dot ever contacted you about battling over there or something?
Yo, you know what's crazy? I actually spoke to Lush One before. We're cool with a person. We're both cool with a mutual party or whatever, and we just we spoke. It wasn't necessarily about an opponent. We just spoke on some shit about me possibly going there. This was like a year or two ago, but it wasn't. Nah, they haven't contacted me to battle anywhere. But I would love to go over there to Canada. That should be crazy.
Hell yeah, why the hell they didn't contact you, man? You done put hella work in.
Hell yeah,
they contacted Bonnie. They might as well contact you, you know what I mean?
Wait.
My bad, sorry.
Here goes Dre again.
No, I'm just saying, what do you think about Goddess and Bonnie Godiva battle, QB?
It was cool. It was okay.
No, that was a dope battle. Yeah, that was a good battle on QB, for real. That shit was damn near classic almost, I thought.
Yeah, it was cool.
She don't want to get up too much props.
No, I'm not. Anybody will tell you if you know. I ain't no hater. Like, even Debo was saying that shit in the Queen of Ring debate page. Like, all the sparring session joints. I liked them. Like, I'll be telling them, keep going. Like, eventually y'all going to be top bitches. Like, if I like you, I don't care if me and you done fought, if me and you done did this. We just argued this morning. Like, you know what I'm saying? Me and 40, like, we actually ain't speaking right now, but I'm not gonna hate on her. Like, I'm not gonna not give her props. Like, she's nice. Like, I don't care who you are. I'm not no hater. I'm a real ass bitch. I'm gonna keep it genuine always. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I give it up. Like, I ain't gonna hate on nobody. That I don't got time for that. Too much energy.
Mm-hmm. And what about Stargirl Lady Red though? Y'all cool after that battle?
You said what?
You and Stargirl Lady Red. Y'all cool after y'all battle?
It ain't. We ain't cool. We cool. Like, it ain't no problem. Like, you know, if...
You know what it is, QB? I think the girls, because you're not from New York, and you came there, and you caught wreck, and a lot of them chicks probably had to, they had to take their levels down because you came in there and been catching wrecks since you've been the Queen of the Ring. So it might be some New York, Connecticut thing going on.
Definitely, you know... And sometimes, like, not necessarily in Queen of the Ring, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when Queen of the Ring first started, like, we helped each other grow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but with them, it's not a problem. That's home. You know what I'm saying? That's, like, home for everybody. So, I don't, but anywhere I go, like, some people were saying, like, when I battled Jazz, she's from Brooklyn. She's from New York. You're from Connecticut, like.
Mm.
You got to remember, you're from Connecticut. These motherfuckers ain't going to let you, not necessarily with that battle, but anywhere. Like, ain't nobody going to keep letting you go in their shit. You terrorizing shit. You ain't going to come out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's what that is. And that is true. Like, sometimes it is because I'm from Connecticut. But.
Yo,
and a lot of people try to make that shit so. A lot of people try to make that shit so different. I mean, it's not New York and shit, but it's close. It's still up north and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think Official go through the same thing, Caps.
Yeah.
And Goddess, I think, because they're not from NY. Like, when I watched Goddess and fucking Bonnie, it seemed to me like the crowd wasn't trying to fuck with Goddess, but they couldn't deny her the shit she was saying against Bonnie. I mean, Shayna Ashley, pardon me, when she battled Shayna. That's what I meant. They were trying to front on Goddess a little bit, but you couldn't front on her because the shit she was saying was hard, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was.
Who you got on that, QB?
Yo, but you know what? She actually had some bars, B.
Yeah.
She's going in that battle, too.
I agree with that also.
I want to see QB kill one of them, man. The fuck?
What's the name of the mixtape, QB? I'm Queen?
I am Queen, Volume 1.
Yeah, I saw your Ivy right there and shit. And it's funny, Debo came on the show. I think you're the most requested. You got the most views when it comes to music out of all the girls, I think he said on our show months ago.
Yes.
Music-wise.
Yeah, in battles too, but my music is something crazy. Like, my mixtape is so epic. Like I was saying earlier, how timing is everything. I just want to drop my shit already, like, you know what I'm saying? But I can't. But I don't know if y'all seen my new single. That's it's Twerk featuring my boy Marlon Famous and Lady E and shit. I got a video for that shit. That shit is epic.
Nah, I ain't peep that shit. Oh, no.
Oh, you gotta peep it. Definitely. It's crazy. When you hear that shit, it's like turned up. Like, that shit crazy. My music is epic as hell. Like, so.
QB, you got a YouTube channel?
Yeah, I got one. It's QB Black Diamond.
QB Black Diamond. So everybody knows where to subscribe to your shit at.
Yo, QB, real quick, I got a question for you. With this event, it's going to be a little bit different from what Debo said. It's going to be a much larger venue and a lot more people. Do you feel that you're in a little bit of an advantage just because you battled on that snack stage? You kind of know how to take that larger crowd?
Yeah, you know what? It will be. It is a transition. It is a transition, so I'm not saying I'm necessarily going to have an advantage, but
you just got to
prep me, so, you know, before they
go in. You got to kind of prep differently for that, correct?
Yeah, exactly. You got to make sure, like, you got to, you know what I'm saying? It's different, like, you got to interact with the crowd, you know what I'm saying? So
I know that from
fucking with them, with Grind Time, too, because the Grind Time in their prime, they was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I did learn some shit from them, too, like, you know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember that? And you know what's crazy with that Misfit shit? Let me. And you know how y'all was saying, "Oh, cause I'm from Connecticut." I noticed some shit. Like, I was watching something, and I ain't even, you know, make no post or nothing about it, cause I just, you know, I don't be on the social networks wilding out. But somebody was like, "Yeah, QB killed her. She bodied her." But if they battle now, Misfit will win. And then they say, what they said. Oh, yeah, they was like, yeah, QB needs to give her a rematch. She got better. QB killed her, but she got better. QB needs to give her a rematch. Now, when I battled Gaddis, they said Gaddis won, which people still can debate that. I'm not, I don't stress nobody over no rematch. Like, if the people want to see that and the money is there, you want to do it, I want to do it, what the fuck? Like, we could do it. But, like, you can't, like, you see how the fans are so wishy-washy. Like, you're not pressed. When I battled Gaddis, I'm way more polished than I was back then. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm way more polished than I was a year ago. Like, you know, 6-8 months ago, I'm more polished than, you know what I'm saying? So I get better every battle. Like, if I watch and see if I'm doing anything wrong, y'all stressing for her to get a rematch. But, oh, yeah, because she got better. Y'all ain't doing that to me. That's that hate. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you're not.
Yo, QB, so you have 40 beating Jazz. Who do you have in the E-Hart versus Gaddis?
You know what? I'm gonna have to go with E-Hart.
Wow.
Okay. I know Gaddis gonna have some shit. I know she gonna have some shit, but I'm gonna have to go with E-Hart, yo. Cause E-Hart, that feel like I just get, like, I don't know, like, I just That's still I get. That's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and her is cool too. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's still that street shit. Like, I just love that shit. I think that, yeah, that, you know, the jokes and shit is cool because sometimes I'm funny. Like, but, like, that, when she was, like, when she battled Shayna, I thought Gaddis was doing too much.
Yeah,
she had
yeah,
bars,
yeah.
But I thought she was doing too much. Like, you're going to look like a fucking clown. Like, you can't do that.
Well, we talking about all that hopping around the ring and all that shit?
Yeah, like, getting down to the ground with all that shit. I don't, like, all that shit, you know, theatrics and jokes and stuff is cool,
man.
But you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have to go with E-Heart. And E-Heart been wanting her for years, man. So I know she's going to bring, I know she got something. Like, all them times, like, they could have battled before. Like, me, I don't waste bars ever, but if something's so fire and it's for you, I hold that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck if we battling 10 years from now. That motherfucker, that's for you, you gonna get that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, QB, let me ask you a question. You're doing a mixtape and you're preparing it for a battle. Is it hard to blend in the two, though?
You know what? My mixtape, I was working on my mixtape probably for like 9 months to a year. My mixtape is done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
just got the cover done about last week, and I had to get everything mixed and mastered because when I dropped Twerk, I had, you know, paid and just got that, you know, mixed down for one song, but I got everything, all 11 songs, I got them mixed down all together at one time, and I just paid one fee. So I got everything mixed. My boy just actually sent me everything yesterday, so I'm doing a track list and all of that, and then I'll just start promoting and going crazy with the promotion now until it's ready to drop. I'm going to drop one more single. But it sometimes that shit is hard, like, because you either going to focus on the music.
Right.
Or you going to focus on the battle, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So when I get in music mode sometimes, like, I be listening to my music, and I be in a booth, I be like, yo, damn, yo, this shit fire. Like, and when I'm getting co-signs from Wyclef
and
Pop Winslow from he actually is sponsored with Queen of the Ring. I work with him. I went to Philly and worked with him. He was telling me I got it. Like, he gave me a beat. I went crazy down there. He was really impressed. Like, so sometimes I get in the music mode. I'll be like, I ain't battling no more, yo. I ain't gonna battle. I do get like that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, battling, that's my roots. Like, so I'm always gonna turn back into the roots. So sometimes it is complicated because you gotta focus where you gonna focus at. So.
Mm-hmm. You still got love for the game?
Huh?
You still got love for the battle rap shit, though? Like, you still passionate about it? Or being that you're on top now, you get bored sometimes?
Sometimes I do get bored, but the fans, they keep me, like, I can't let them down. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You can't.
My fans, I can't. It's them. You know what I'm saying? It's them. Like, because sometimes the game is so fucked up, niggas really don't know. On the outside looking in, you don't really know what's going on. But once you're in there, because I was a fan, too, at one point. When I was, like, 13, 14, I'm 23. Mm. But when I used to be watching, I had Smack DVDs, Luke, Rex, all them niggas. I'm watching them niggas.
Mm.
I was a fan. I don't know all the politics until I got in it. So with all the bullshit, and sometimes it do make you be like, yo, fuck this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
If the fans, you can't let them down. Like, so
yeah.
It's right. Trying. Like, it didn't hit rock bottom. Like, it's trying to build back up, like. So, you just got to see. Like, I got to get hype all over again. I know this Queen of the Ring card is epic. Smack got known for coming up, and King of the Dot just did their thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get the pay-per-view joints and watch them shits, and that shit going to get me hyped all over again. So.
Yeah, because I think with the males, though, I think your favorite battle rappers in the males are Rex and Hitman. I think I've heard you say that before, right?
Yeah, I like... I got a top five, but them my boys right there. Like, they don't.
Who you top five?
Rex and Hitman is one.
Mm.
Lux is two.
Mm.
Goods is three.
Mm.
Surf is four.
Mm.
Arsenal is five.
Wow.
K-Shine is five.
K-Shine?
Ooh. K-Shine, he on the dick. Listen, people, we human. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if the nigga having bad battles, he probably got shit going on. Because I had shit going on before. So, niggas, you can't be judging nobody. I know 1, 2, 3, 4. He ain't going to get a whole bunch of chances. He do that shit again, then I ain't fucking with him. But.
But QB, how many chances are we giving him? Like Young Ill, for instance.
Word.
How many I mean, how many chances are y'all allowed to get, I guess, to have battles in a row? I mean, y'all are still getting paid for it. That's what my problem is. Y'all are still getting paid good for it, but we're the ones getting shitty-ass battles.
No, he said the old Younger was gone. We expect him to get that. He might not be hungry as he used to be, yo. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what that is. Some people doing it for a check, because if you think about it, all right, if somebody battling a top-tier person or somebody that's getting, you know, a grip of money, you figure if you're taking a battle every month, twice a month, all this other shit, you probably can't eat off that shit. Me, I don't battle like that all the time. You know what I'm saying? I get bread for it, but somebody who doing it, that could be how he paying his bills. So some people don't like working at Burger King. They don't like working at McDonald's, but they got to get that money. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's just getting his money, because I don't know what happened to him. I don't know. I was just watching him and actually right on my iPad right now too. I was watching JC and Young L. Like he was trying to come back, but it's like, right. I don't know.
I hear you, but it's just like, I mean, we don't want to see no fucked up battles. Like I hear what you're saying. I mean, it makes perfect sense. All
right.
They're going to pay you money to come back no matter what the fuck you give them, apparently, and shit. And it's just like, what about the niggas who are actually putting in the work? You know what I'm saying? That's crazy to me.
Yeah, but that's where politics come in.
That's that bullshit, QB. That's why we fucking angry in the blogs, I'm telling you, man. Shit like that.
Yo, QB, do you think
what you gonna say to me?
I was gonna say, I seen that fucking Young L and what's his name, Fresco?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
That was caca.
Fresco won, though. I don't give a fuck.
He did win.
That nigga won.
Yeah. What?
She said Fresco won.
You said Fresco won?
Hell yeah, he won.
Yeah, he outbarred them. Even with the water and the choking and all that shit, the water choking and shit.
Yeah, Young L, that's my boy, man. I don't know what's wrong with that guy. He said the old Young L, he can't come back, so maybe he ain't hungry. It ain't because the shit's so fucked up, because they even said, I don't know, when he broke down versus Old Red or some shit, this shit probably fucked him up. Who knows? I don't know.
Is it unfair for us? Is it unfair for us as fans to say we want to see the old so and so? We want to see the old Ill, the old Arse, the old DNA, the old the old version. And,
talk
they keep
it.
Saying, well, that was just back in the day, you know.
But that's why we like these niggas,
right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just saying.
This is a new L. I don't want to see the nigga.
I want to see the old L. Exactly. Exactly.
Nah, but listen to this. Like, I got an uncle. He a fan. He Team QB. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's my uncle, but he going to keep it real. He told me at one point, I forgot who, he said, he said my favorite battle was when I battle Hustle. But he tell me sometimes, like, yeah, that QB that battle Sky, that QB that battle Misfit, yeah, her. Like, that's her, yeah.
That grimy QB.
Yeah.
That grimy QB.
I'm still grimy, but it's like
I
was a girl, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a woman, like, I advanced with my bars, like, you know what I'm saying? I think I got way more bars than I had back then, like, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely by far. But don't lose the griminess. This QB is still
not,
keep
hell
a,
no.
Keep it hood, man. I've been fucking with you since back when you was battling fucking Sarah Connor and shit.
Word.
Gotta keep it grimy, man. Dude. That's how we know. You be talking that shit sometimes. Like, damn.
Nah, you already know, man. Y'all gonna get that versus Fairy. Like, that shit gonna be so epic, yo.
I don't think Farrah is gonna be like the bar for that. I think it's gonna be who's grittier and shit for some strange reason. I think Farrah gonna be on some pit bull type shit. Y'all gonna be going at it.
I want her to come. I want this shit to be back and forth where I just fuck her up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we be going back and forth, and then I don't want it to be easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. It was like, you think about when me and Miss Hustle battled each other, like, her mind frame, yo, I ain't losing. Mine was, I'm not losing. That's
yeah, there was
classic,
tension. Yeah, there was tension there.
But it was classic shit. Like, that shit was epic. All that shit sold the battle. Like, that shit, because me and her was really going at it. Like, after we battled each other, like, we gained respect for each other. Like, I don't disrespect her, she don't disrespect me. You know what I'm saying? But we really didn't like each other. But after we battled, we gained respect for each other.
I think with the Pharaoh battle, though, QB, Street Letter Man, I just think with that battle, though, I just feel like I think Pharaoh's going to try to do some swag rap, and she's going to try to throw personals, because that's what she, majority of the time, that's her steez right there. Like Cap said, I think she's going to have, to me, she's going to have to get real stupid aggressive on you. She's going to have to, like, really, you know what I'm saying? And I don't see that from Pharaoh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't, I need to see Pharaoh. And I ain't going to lie, QB, if she beat you, though, that if she does beat you 2-1, or I ain't going to be no damn 3-1, first of all. Let's say she edges the rounds, I got to give her props, because she just beat a girl that's top 3 in everybody's book, or top 1 in people's books, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can't see it, but that's just me, you know.
Yo, but you know what, though, my nigga? That's why this whole thing is different. If it was just about bars, that'd be one thing. Like, nowadays, it ain't even just bars. A lot of times, it's the matchups, too.
Yeah.
It's more of a good matchup, I think, rather than resume-wise and shit. This is about a good matchup, you know what I'm saying? Neither one of them are going to back down from the other.
But I need Pharaoh to piss QB off, because the QB that we like is when QB's mad the fuck off. Like, she's pissed the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Like, what she did against fucking...
The unfiltered don't give a fuck.
Word.
You know she pissed me off a little bit because that bitch blocked me. I'm mad. I can't see her shit. She's blocking. I was mad as hell.
Hey, that's what it is. QB, we ask people to come on the show, man, if you don't mind, man. You can spit some bars for the people, man.
I got some shit. Y'all don't mind if it's some old shit. I don't want to be leaking no shit.
Spit some fire for us, though.
Huh?
Spit some fire for us, though, if you don't mind, though.
All right, listen. I said, who but me but to try to save hip-hop? We didn't the Dutch and the rest in the Ziploc. You from the gutter where it's greedy like a chicken box. Get out of line, you going to get your whole top. Pop that piss bag, keep that mind at ease. No X for better sex, real bitches don't pop ease. Only cop those cause I got these. I'm on the road to riches, want them bitches somewhere copping, please. They be begging for a second chance. I'm never second in command. If that nigga Casanova, you better get your second man. I play it cool cause y'all been some fans. I know y'all quick to point a finger but we'll never throw them hands. And now y'all wanna smoke me like a blunt of a hash. Money clock works so I hustle and flow fast. Rubber band thanks in the Timberland box. I send a hit up your way. I had to set up shop. 10 bitches in the huddle. I'ma target the crowd. The gunfire fatal potato would drown out the sound. So you want the trunk like some speakers? Well, I'ma take you to the crib. Run your shit like ringleaders. If I ain't drunk off the yak, then I'm blowing the reefer. Make a bitch eat a quarter, no parking meter. You could live the day, die tomorrow if you push it. I run up on your whip, slump you in the seats with the cushions. Angie lost in the streets. Her pops love his daughter, but he can't save her. He lost Angela like California. Haters keep hating. I'm increasing the flow, so in the honor of the bread, I'm going to give them the toast. How the fuck is niggas real? They don't carry they self. They might as well dig a hole and go bury they self. My ancestors escaped slavery with Harriet's help. I only fix it if it's broke. My hand hammered the nail. You see I'm water well deep, still awake when I'm sleep. The Indians respect my G because I bury they chief. How the fuck can I miss the beat when I orchestrated the rhythm? My moves is too advanced for you fools. You can't predict them. The right pump will blow a bitch right out of her shoes. Bullet wounds lift scars. Skin heals get bruised. I play the win. Which bitch willing to lose? Plug you want, you got the option to choose. I blast heat, hot beef, y'all afraid of the truth. I'm a businesswoman, pull that ratchet out in a business suit. Fuck it, it's a stick up to the roof. Or somebody getting shot so nobody moves. Huh?
Yeah.
Talk
that shit, QB.
Yes,
that's what it is.
Salute.
Damn.
Yo, QB, after your battle with Pharaoh, we're trying to get you right back up here.
Word.
Oh, yeah, nah, definitely. Yes. Like, and then my mixtape going to drop and shit, so we could talk about that shit, too. You know, make sure if y'all come to the battle, I don't know if y'all in the tri-state or whatever, but I give y'all hard copies of that shit. You know, y'all can listen to it and shit, and we could talk about that shit, too. Like,
yo, definitely. We can tap all that shit up.
I bet. So, y'all got any more questions for me?
I want to see you battle some Grammy battles, but I want to throw you off and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because like you should be off battle and shit.
Yo, QB. QB.
Huh?
Oh, go ahead, Cass.
Nah, I was going to mention a battle with her, like, say, maybe her and fucking Shuni or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, something crazy Shuni? Shit. But I want to see what she's going to do with Farrah first, though.
I think she'll smash Shuni, too, B.
Y'all gotta think about it. Listen, aggressive battles is cool because I'm aggressive, but like I really be having bars too. Like I know my aggressiveness don't be outshining that shit, but I be having crazy ass bars too. Like so y'all just can't put me up front of somebody.
Hold up, since you're saying it like that, are you saying? hold up, QB. Are you saying you top? Are you top five bar wise in Queen of the Ring?
You crazy. I'm not, like, it depends. It's all about preference. Like, it's what you want. It's certain people who will say somebody top five, yeah, I like schemes. This person do scheme. I like them because they punching back to back. I like, but overall, yeah, I'm top five, like, within that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I got bars, too. I got everything. I'm not saying I got the craziest bars because a lot of them bitches
are but you're all around battler.
I'm well-rounded, like, because some people got bars, but they standing there looking crazy. Like, nobody wants to watch you. You're boring. What are you doing?
You talking about Bonnie?
You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Oh,
y'all crazy, yo.
My bad. No. Bonnie, though. You never know. What do you think, QB? You and Bonnie got battled.
For what?
I mean, you think she give you a problem or what? You'd wash her?
When was the last time after she won? Like, why would I be battling?
I dig. I feel like
anything is possible. Like, if that money is right and if that's what, but I'm not gonna. What are we battling for? Like,
yo, I get by this.
Step backwards, you saying, right? You think?
Huh?
Well, do you think it's a step backwards? Because she does. She did this battle on live.
She got an ill resume, Cass.
She is making moves, you feel me?
She got an ill resume. I can't front. She don't be winning battles, but her resume is fucking. She's Rich Dollars, my nigga.
I don't know. This interview is not to talk about her. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's cool, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But, I don't know, man.
What about E Hart?
I want to see you with a killer, QB. I want to see you kill somebody. I want to see you with a killer.
It's whatever. Like I said, my focus is on fair. Like, anybody started some controversy or anything and they want to see something go down, then we can make that happen. They holler at me, and then you holler at the person, then we can make that happen.
Early, man.
QB, real quick. So you have yourself beating fair, of course. You have 40 beating Jazz, E Hart beating Gaddis. Official versus Couture. Let's finish this prediction. Official versus Couture.
I don't know. I don't want to say it because it could go either way. I don't know. But they both got so much to lose. If somebody get bodied, that hit gonna hurt. Like, it's gonna hit hard. Like.
Yeah, I got Couture as an official in this one.
Huh?
Bonnie.
I got Couture as an official in this one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bonnie versus Misfit.
They're both gonna lose.
Oh,
damn.
I'm going Misfit though, QB.
I got Misfit beating Bonnie also.
2-1.
What about C3 versus Tory Doe?
You see, three no smoke. I told Devo, man. I don't know why he did that to that little girl, man. I wanted to see what she do back in the ring, but he shouldn't have did that.
Don't say that to Dre.
Think...
This is
Dre's
battle.
That's
of
my homie right there, C3, man. I fucks with
C3. C3, that's my sister. I don't know. She gonna go crazy on that girl. C3 gonna be too much for Tori. I don't know. Like, Tori's nice. Don't get it fucked up. It's just too much. Like, it's levels to that shit.
Yo, C3 rhyme pattern be crazy. How she set it up.
Word.
It's definitely.
She do poetry too, with, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, man.
Salute.
QB, we fuck with you up there, though. We appreciate it.
Nah, you already know. I fuck with y'all, too. the people listening into this, right? I am Queen 91. That's coming soon. Y'all be on the lookout for QB versus Sarah in June, man. So I fuck with y'all because y'all fuck with me. Y'all stay up, and that is what it is.
Right, Q motherfucking B, you ready, man?
You ready?
Let's go. All right.
All right.
Salute to QB, yo.
Well, we got to get a backup in here. All this Russian shit, man, this past week is crazy.
Yeah, son. After the battle with Farrah.
We're
going to have her on.
But, yo, Caps, let me ask you a Timbo question. Let's say Farrah beats her.
Uh-huh.
What happens?
I mean, but I said that in the prediction block. I said, I said it could be either way, 2-1.
No, but I agree with you, what I'm saying. Let's say I got QB clearly winning that, but let's say if Farrah does beat her clearly, where does that put Farrah, though? And is that a step back for QB?
Here's my whole thing about Farrah, is that resume-wise, she's cool. On a one loss, she's like Surf, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's what I was trying to say before. Whereas now, like, Surf doesn't really be getting crazy clear wins to me like that. K-Shine and X-Factor, okay, you know what I'm saying? But everything else is, like, skeptical. So it's just, like, I guess that's kind of how it is with Farrah somewhat. I mean, she's still got a name. It's not going to kill her.
Right.
It's not going to hurt her. I don't think it's going to hurt her if she loses to QB.
You
don't
think it's going to hurt her, though?
Yeah, they said, my nigga.
You don't think it's going to hurt her?
I don't think it's going to hurt who?
Farrah.
No. QB, I mean, how's it going to hurt you with a credible opponent?
I think if she beat QB, Farrah got a fallback for hot minute.
If she beats QB, she got a fallback for what?
No, I'm saying if QB beats Farrah, Farrah has to fall back for hot minute.
Why?
That's a lot of losses, B.
I mean, shit, but ain't nobody else falling back.
Norma so Bates.
We're losing and getting better battles now.
I would have to
slide down.
Well, Bonnie's on the one.
I would like to see her get some wins over here.
Yeah.
I hate watching brothers just lose like that. It's annoying.
Who, Young L?
Yeah. I mean, ballers, it doesn't matter who it is, any baller. If Herb loses 4 times in a row, I'm going to be talking shit too. Like 3-4 times the same shit. You got to win. But nowadays, you don't see these niggas saying, damn, I just lost 2 in a row. I'm going to stop battling. I'm going to fall back. You don't see that shit happen no more.
That's true. Mm. That's true. Man.
Mm.
That card is going to be crazy. No holds barred. Yeah, let's get back to this. We got tons of callers on. We have some people. Honestly, we have people hit me on Twitter that are like, yo, I can get these. I know these questions. I don't know,
that's
man.
I've heard this before. Hey, yo, man, I'll bad to everybody out there and shit, real shit, that we was fucking jammed up doing this show some last minute type shit.
Yeah, we had, you know, each of us was out of the state kind of away and shit like that, so, you know, we're going to do
that's
this.
That's the reason why it seems like we scrambling right now if it looks like that and shit. That's why I said we got to get QB back up here and shit.
QB is going to be back on for sure. All right, let's go back to this. Let's go 409-828. 409-828.
What up?
What's good, man?
Ain't shit, just heard, man.
Herb, what's poppin'?
Oh, what's up, Herb?
Ain't shit. Shout out to QB, too, man. She's dope.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. You already know.
Y'all want to pick it up on that last question, KLTD.Style?
Yo, you think you can get these questions, man? We're going to ask them right now.
How many questions, Timbo?
You got to get 3 questions right, 3 in a row. When you lose one, when you miss one, you lost, because we got to keep this going.
That's a bet. Let's do it.
All right, let's do this. Let's start off. Name 6 people on the King of the Dot staff.
All right. Lush, Organic, Gully TK. Does Avocado count?
Avocado counts.
All right. Sketch Menace. Damn, what's their DJ name? Doctor, I think. DJ Doctor.
Damn, how did you get DJ Doctor? I mean, that's right. That's right, but damn.
I've been watching
that
shit, man.
You've been watching this for a minute, man. Okay. All right, man, let's go back to this. Name two battles that did not happen at Blackout 4. Did not happen.
Big T, Bender, Verb, and Shotty.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's go. All right, man, so the last, see if we can get this. Here we go. There were two main events for World Domination 4. What were they?
Two main events.
Yes.
Arcane and Pat Stay. Shit. Disaster? Damn. It gotta be Disaster because he always the main event. Fuck, who did he battle? Fuck. I ain't gonna get it, man. I Disaster and somebody, man.
Oh, man. Yo, it's Disaster versus Arsenal, bro.
Shit, I knew it. Fuck. Fuck. So
yo, you were close, man. You were close. It's three
y'all
questions, man. You guys all got to get these.
Damn, man. Y'all ought to give me a ticket just for getting the first question right. Nobody else would have got that.
No, DJ Doctor. All right, man. We will come back, though. We got you.
All right.
All right. Salute. All right, all right. Let's go to the next one, man. Let's go 208-520.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, what's good, man?
Yo, man. Shout out to the Angry Fan Movement. Shout out to the PG bloggers, man. But, yeah. Yeah.
Salute. All right, you ready for these questions, man?
Yo, I don't know hardly shit about KOTD, but let's go, man. Let's go.
All right. Drake put up $3,000 of his own money for which battle?
Wait, I'm going to say, shit, man. Oh, man, I hate KOT. What the fuck? Hold up. Nah. I couldn't even tell you, man. I could not tell you. I'm going to say Arsenal versus Pat Safe.
Negative, man.
Yeah.
Negative. Oh, man. All right, we're going to come back. We got to get to these. Salute. Damn, man. I got to win. Should have made these questions easier for you guys out here, man. thought you guys knew these. These ain't that difficult. All right. Hold on one second. We're going to go, let's go 908-875.
Yo, what up, Jersey?
What up?
What's poppin'? I'm the Fan Movement, bro.
Already.
Salute, man.
Let's get these questions, though. What up?
Okay.
All right. Let's do this. Who did John the Don battle in his King of the Dot debut?
Source.
Huh?
The Source.
Wrong, man. Negative. He battled... I don't want to say it. This might be coming back. But he did not battle Thesaurus on this one, man. In this case, that was his second battle on King of the Dot. He battled Thesaurus.
Word?
Yes, sir.
Y'all need to King of the Dot like that. That's crazy.
We're going to come back to you, man. Stay on the line. We're going to come back. Yo, this is crazy, man. I'm going to just start, you know, throw something at the screen, man, and pick one of these numbers to give these away. We can't get them out with these questions. I'm telling you. All right, let's go 562. Let's go. 631. 562, 631. You want? 562? Just listening? All right. Let's go 760-609.
What's good?
What's good, man?
It's your boy K-Dose. What's poppin', y'all?
K-Dose, what's goodie, my G?
What's good?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Listen to the Angry Fan Radio Show, man. You know how it do.
Sure.
All right,
poppin'.
You know.
Hey, all right, man. That two event was crazy.
That was crazy. Yo, you ready for these? K-Dose, you ready for these?
Let's do it, man. I'm going to try, man.
Drake put up $3,000 of his own money. For which battle?
Oh, I know. Oh, damn. Let's go. Yeah, I know. I just watched this stuff too. Was it Pat Stay versus Holohan?
Oh no, man! It was not. You guys are killing us, man. You guys are killing us. Yo, okay, we're gonna come back to you, man. We're gonna come back. Stay on the line. Stay on the line. All right, yo, should we do something different with this, fellas? Apparently, they're not gonna get these King of the Die questions. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? I know you're over there. You're over there dying right now. I want to know what you're thinking.
Hell, man. this is crazy.
I'm saying. This is crazy, yo.
All right, man. Try to call him, man. I mean, come on, guys.
You guys got to get these. I'm going to ask the easy ones, too. And these are easy questions. I'm saying. All right, let's go 616-329.
616-329.
Yo. Yo, what's good, brother?
What's good?
What's good?
What's good? Yo, you ready for these questions, man? We're going to fire them at you.
All right,
let's do this.
I'm ready.
All right, what was the controversial title match that happened last year in 2013? Last year.
Controversial title match last year?
Controversial title match, King of the
Dogs. Damn, what's bad at this? Was it Disaster and Arcane?
Yes, sir. One for one.
I was going to say, think about it, man. Come on. Ding, ding, ding.
He is one for one. All right. Let's go. Drake put up $3,000 of his own money for which battle?
Is this a, like, last year question or, like, just an off?
In general question.
Hold on a second. All right, was it DNA and Disaster?
That is correct. We are two for two.
All right,
my friend, you need one more, okay?
That's
it, one more. All right. Let's do Name three battles that Arsenal has had on King of the Dot.
Sway Sever. Arsenal Paste. What was it? And I am not an Arsenal fan either. Wait a second.
Got 10 seconds.
All right, hold on. So, wow. I shouldn't know this one.
I need an answer, bro. All
right, what did I say? I said Sway Seva, Paste, and
Paste.
I'll say Arsenal. Nah, he battled Sharon. Don't fly, bro.
Alright,
yeah,
man.
I don't even know.
Question, Tim. Give him another question, son.
Alright.
Two for two.
Who was Sharon supposed to battle instead of DNA at Blackout 4?
Oh, Shock and Shug.
Okay. All right. That was easy. I'm telling you, man, we can get these. Alright, well, you're going to get this King of the Dot pay-per-view code, man. I'm going to hit you up. I got your number right here, and I'm going to hit you up at the end of the show, and I'm going to give you that code, man.
All right. Good looking.
All right. All right, my G.
Let's go.
Shout out to Angry Fan. Shout out Three Letterman. Shout out Timbo. You guys are doing your thing.
Oh, you want to shout us out now, huh? All
right.
Salute, man. Salute, salute. All right.
All right, yeah.
That's one ticket down. We got one more ticket.
All right, we got one more ticket right here. Let's go 856-803. 856-803.
I heard she wasn't coming back next Tuesday.
856-803.
Yeah.
All right, come on, man. You got to be bold.
Niggas on
Twitter
getting mad.
Oh, man. Cass, you're taking all the heat for this, bro. You're taking all the heat.
That extra question just started some shit up.
508-994.
Yeah, what up?
Yo,
what's good, man?
Chilling.
Yo,
let's go with
these
questions.
We got one more. All right, let's do it. Name six people on the King of the God staff.
Fucking Avi, fucking Gully, Organic,
okay.
Lush, Aspect
okay.
One,
okay.
Malathion.
Okay, that's six. Let's do, how many pages of rhymes did Cannabis say he had for Diz during their battle at Vendetta?
30?
Okay.
I think.
Okay, that's right. Let's do, All right, here we go. Who was the celebrity host, co-host, for Holohan versus Cortez?
Raekwon.
Mm.
Yeah,
ding,
son.
Ding, ding.
Holler at me.
All
what's
right.
Good? Angry fan.
All right.
We out here.
Okay, okay. Yo, I got your number right here, man. And I'm going to hit you up at the end of the show. And I'm going to hit you with that code, man. We appreciate you calling in, bro. All
right. Shout out to OTBVA. You know, shout out to Angry fan. We out
that
here.
Guy.
Salute,
that
man.
Guy.
Yeah, son.
Bye, dude.
That guy.
Salute to that guy. Salute to that guy.
Shout out to that guy.
Yo, Cass,
we're the worst, man.
Cass, we still getting killed right now?
Oh, yeah, they're going to come there. A lot of people are wondering why they didn't get an extra question. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I don't know. You know.
We've been there all night, though. Jeez.
Yeah, really? I know.
Sorry, I know.
Well, hold on. I want to talk about something that Cass put me onto yesterday. That Brooklyn Carter Excel battle, man. If any niggas out there did not watch that battle, man, do yourself a justice and please watch Brooklyn Carter versus Excel, man. Brooklyn Carter, Jesus Lord. Excel, you the homie. Don't get it fucked up. We fucked you heavy up here. But Brooklyn Carter, damn it, my man. Damn, that second and third round. Jesus.
You gave Carter the third?
Huh?
You gave Carter the third?
Yeah, son.
I kind of edged Excel the third.
Yeah, Excel the third. I feel you. His second round was phenomenal, though, son. Jeez.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I had Excel first and third.
You had Excel first and third? What? No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
That's what it is. I just think that nigga, like, that was the best Brooklyn Carter I ever seen, my nigga.
Yeah, he was wildin', son. His wordplay is nasty, too, son.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know what it is? When I watched the nigga versus Steams.
Steams, yeah. That was a good battle,
he
too.
He had wordplay.
Yeah,
you know
not like
saying?
This, though.
But it was like, all right, this one here
yeah,
crazy, bro. And they was in Trap House on top of that, so he wasn't even home.
Right.
But you know he put the We Go Hard Army. Yo, them niggas are making a lot of noise now, B.
Yeah. Trap House?
They're making
shout out Trap House.
A lot of noise, man. Then they spit that heat. I wouldn't mind. Yo, I actually had started some shit up in my Facebook group asking who had better battles. We go hard TV and spit that heat, and they was going back and forth on the poster of battles and shit. I would not mind seeing that shit go down, man.
Mm.
Yo, I want to talk about one thing. Cass, you actually put me onto it, so I want you to kind of speak on it. What's this about Cassidy dissing the URL on Smack?
Fuck out of here, Cassidy.
Wait, said Cassidy, what, he had a song?
It's not a whole song, though. It's a few lines. It's a few lines.
What did he say?
He took a shot at a few, just basically trying to say don't compare him, them niggas, the new niggas that's battling now to when he was battling. That's how he tried to make it sound like, you know what I mean? And all I got to tell Cassidy is this, my nigga, no disrespect. Yeah, you might have been freeway, but it ain't like nobody really going to watch that motherfucker again. That battle was a fucking snooze fest. And yeah, you might have battles off camera Well, we ain't never seen them motherfuckers. So, I know, it is what it is. I fucks with Cassidy, though, music-wise. Mm-hmm. Fucks with Cassidy, heavy. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all want to see... let me ask y'all a question. Cassidy, Joe Budden, these kind of cats, y'all want to see them battle? I want to see how long.
I want to see Bud. I want to see Bud battle, bro. I'm a big Bud fan. I think he's a dope lyricist, man. I want to see Bud battle.
The question is, can they hang now?
Word.
That's very true. Very true.
I don't think Budden can beat Hollow, man.
I do not.
And I fuck with Joey Heavy, man. He's in my top five music wise. I fuck with Joe Budden Heavy, man. But I don't know if he could fuck with no, you know. This is why Reed got the ball in his hand right now. We got to see what Reed got to do right now. You know what I'm saying? Reed ain't battled in a long time. I want to see what a cat like Reed Dollars is going to bring to the table and shit. You know what I mean?
Reed's return is going to be so big. I don't think people really realize, like, how big Reed, you know, him returning. I mean, if he gets killed, no one's going to want to return. Like, this was, like, if he loses, you know what I'm saying? But if he wins, then, you know, like I said before,
gotta battle him.
Then these vets are going to kind of rethink stepping out of battling for a while, and they're going to stay in. You know, I think a lot is kind of riding on this Reed and John battle.
It is. I agree totally, Timbo.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I agree. That battle is, you know, that's a battle that Reed got to really, you know, even make it debatable, but leave us with a classic round or something, you know?
I agree.
Don't forget, you still got, Wednesday. Matter of fact, we got a special show tomorrow night, right? Right, Timbo?
Yes, we do. Oh, man. Salute to, you know, Caps and Drake. Yo, this show tomorrow, do not miss this.
Word.
It's going to be from 10 to 12 Eastern time. So 10 to 12, not 8 to 10.
Yo,
10
we got
12.
A guest caller, B.
We can't even talk about it.
Y'all niggas is not going.
Yeah, we're not going to even say it.
We ain't going to say it.
Trust me.
Yeah. Tomorrow should be wild.
Yeah,
tomorrow
do not
wild.
Miss this show tomorrow. It's going to be crazy. Yo, who we got on Wednesday, Cap?
You got Rain Man and Ty Lord coming on Wednesday. You know, they got that battle, Shot the World Battle League, May 31st. They got a crazy-ass card coming up. The trailer actually just dropped. I'm telling my description, there's a lot of battles on that card, B. Like, they got a lot of, like, they got their Philly battles, but they got a lot of names in that card, too, now. Going against the Philly battle. That shit's going to be crazy for Philly, man.
Right.
I want to know what the fuck Rain Man going down. Rain Man ain't battled a long time, too.
He's another one.
Like,
he's another cat.
He keeps saying he's focused, man. And don't forget, because you got to think about it. Okay, we're saying that Reed and John is the comeback for Philly, but you got to really think about it. Like, even though it was just a quiet room, Kaboom just battled Newborn, and that didn't go in Philly's favor right there. I mean, pretty much everyone had Newborn winning that. You know what I'm saying? Now you got Rain Man and Ty Law, you got Reed and... He has a chance now, in a way.
Who y'all like in that battle?
Which one?
Ty Law and Rain Man.
I don't know who I got in that battle right there. I'm a hard body. Well, look, I don't want to sound biased and shit. I'm a hard body Philly favorite. Philly fan, you know that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound biased. I haven't seen Rain Man is supposed to be switching his style up.
I'm going to go with Ty Law 2-1.
He's going to actually do what other people aren't doing. Yeah, you see a lot of people are talking about, oh, I'll be good. I've been doing this. He's not even coming at it like that. He's looking at that shit like, I know this shit changed. You know what I'm saying? And I see, I already see how it changed and shit like that, so I'm already adapting to it. So he knows some shit like we're going to see in the ring. He still got his flow, but he's adapting and shit. So I'm anticipating a bar fight reality. But you know, him, his aggression be crazy, so I got to see how this going to work out, man. I don't want to talk
to him for now.
Huh?
I'm going to go Ty Law 2-1 for now.
You got Ty Law 2-1 right now?
Yeah.
I'm going to be the oddball. I got Rain Man. I'm going Rain Man. Yeah. I got to see it because if he comes, ain't my nigga. I know you used to watch old Rain Man battles.
Of course.
Now, think about it. What is Ty Law's, and this is how I'm looking at it, what's Ty Law's main problem, everybody said?
What is his main problem? I don't really, what is Ty Law's main problem?
I think it's the delivery, right?
Everybody says his delivery and his performance
kind
and shit like that.
Kind of boring a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody said that. Rain Man had never had that problem. So if you got somebody who's lacking delivery, I'm not saying that's what everybody else says. I'm not saying, like, for a fact, Tyler is lacking delivery, no shit like that. But I'm saying when you do hear a nigga talk, that's what they say. So if you got that, you got the other person who doesn't do that, he does that times six, we just got stage, man. That stage changes everything, man. But that's really what the main thing is with this shit.
It's good to see all the veterans, all the old school veterans come back and trying to get their name back and shit.
But it's not even, but they're not even doing that on some veterans type shit. They're doing this shit for the whole Philly. It's deeper than that for these dudes.
Yeah,
but they're veterans.
That's the reason why I'm so hyped with that shit, because they already had another legend come back. They just had Magic battle. Magic just battled Stampede. Shout out to both the niggas. Magic is a Philly legend.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
He actually did okay when he came back. He wasn't, like, he didn't have no problem adapting to shit. He was all right. Mm-hmm. So this could be Philly's, like, comeback. You know they wanted that fucking Philly invasion card forever, my nigga.
Yeah.
That Philly don't be getting all love niggas be saying. What up?
That's true. Yo, are we ready to talk about this October 4th card really quick?
Yeah, what the fuck is going on with that card? Who is that?
That's the joint in Arizona, right?
Yeah, who is that?
Yep.
I mean, I don't even know who the fuck is throwing it or nothing. Like,
what's the matches, B?
I'm gonna say these matches. I'm gonna give the whole card out, and then we can go run them down. We got Arsenal versus Rum Nitty. We got Real Deal versus KG the Poet.
Mm.
We have T-Rex versus Charlie Clips, which is a one round, by the way. We got Big K. I know. We got Big K
versus
the
one
rounder.
T-Rex
versus Charlie Clips. The one round, 5 minutes.
Come on, B.
We got Big K versus B-Magic. Thank you. That's what I wanted to see. Thank you. For my prayers have been answered. That's what I want to see right there. God, no stumbles from each of you. Because Magic, since you did this, I'm speaking to you.
Nah, Big K didn't stumble against the Saurus, though. Big
K
did his thing against the Saurus.
Go ahead, keep going. I'm going to talk about this.
We got Sketch Menace versus DNA.
Oh, that's okay.
We got Johnny Storm versus QP, which I'm sure it's innuendo. We got Roan versus Remedy.
Mm.
Marv 1 versus Lotta Zay.
Mm.
Aver versus Danny Myers. And Danger Zone versus Cortez.
Mm. Interesting. Danger and Cortez. Hmm.
Okay, Caps. Let's hear it.
But do we know?
Huh? Well, do we what?
Do we know what league this is?
No, we do not. But I've heard from people on the card that it's confirmed that these battles have been confirmed from certain people.
This is weird, man.
Arsenal's battling who again?
Rum Nitty.
Oh, damn, Arsenal. He might as well buy HA double after that, my nigga. Right after that.
Here's what I'm trying to say, though, but, like, are they all one round or three rounders or what?
No, from what I hear, T-Rex and Clips is the only one round.
They ain't got the money to pay them niggas, son. For three rounds.
I mean, I don't know. I think this is what the fuck Norris be talking about. When he be saying, like, he's taking your role, this is crazy. I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
They
you know
how
you hear Rumble Go ahead.
Go ahead, Cass.
No, I was going to say, as long as you have leagues that are strictly making certain matches happen and shit, we still be going to keep on killing spot. Who's going to say, why you ain't make that happen?
Mm-hmm.
This whole shit is crazy right here.
Yo, but here's what else I heard. Some of these battles, I don't know which ones, some of these battles are 90 seconds, three rounds.
Oh, fuck out of here. All right,
now check this out, bro. See, I was trying to be cool with this now. Like, what league is it? What league is this?
No league.
I mean, this doesn't even make any sense. Now you
no,
said 90
it doesn't.
Second. What the fuck is that?
I'm not trying to see fucking Danger Zone and Cortez for 90 seconds. Only my nigga, 90 seconds, I can go to the refrigerator and grab a fucking Heineken and come back out of my room. That's 90 seconds. That shit is like, I mean, damn, my nigga.
seriously. Like, what the fuck? I don't know, man. I mean, like, the card looks good on paper, yeah. We're just following the mold. I don't know, man. We need some more info on this card, man.
I see what you're saying, too, Caps. Like, a good battle right here that's 90-second, three rounds, it takes it away from Smack, where it could be 3 minutes, three rounds, you know?
Exactly. Like, what the fuck? I mean, they ran over, so the battle's going to go down over there. Was going to help him and his card, but, like, we're getting cheated once again.
Mm-hmm.
90-second. What the fuck is that? I don't know, man. I don't get this shit, B.
And here's the whole thing.
Now, if they're going to tell the artist the rounds are going to be 90 seconds, I mean, they might as well freestyle that shit. They're not going to go home and write crazy hard for 90 seconds, my nigga.
And you put in Clips and T-Rex in a one-round battle, it's going to have the same feel like Hitman and T-Rex. Like, they're not going to, I don't think they're going to go hard at each other. It's one round. There's going to be a lot of shucking and jiving and kumbaya and shit on stage. I'm not feeling that.
Before you know it, it's going to be over with, and that's going to be a battle that we're never going to, we're not going to see
exactly.
again, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And no one
it's
will remember.
It's just
going
to
be that.
Yep.
I mean, do niggas watch Hitman and T-Rex, though?
Damn, I haven't actually seen that. I mean, that was a good battle, though. But I'm not going to
watch it.
I haven't seen that shit in a minute. I ain't going to front.
Me neither.
Nope.
I don't think it was a, fuck it. It wasn't a trash battle.
I mean, you're right,
Captain. No, not at all. It wasn't trash.
No,
but when you think of Hitman and T-Rex, you think that we should be talking about it still or watching it. One of us be watching. None of us call each other. But, yo, son, I just finished watching Hitman and T-Rex, yo, that we don't even have them kind of conversations.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. But this isn't until October. But my feeling is, like, Clips is on such a run right now. So I'm feeling like a one-rounder, does it really count? I mean, all battles count, like we said,
yeah.
But, like, one round.
I just don't
want to
see niggas dapping and smiling, man. And I don't know, man.
I mean, a one round, 5 minutes, you couldn't stretch that to three rounds, 2 minutes? I mean, that's 6 minutes right there, you know,
I mean,
an extra minute.
The longest one round battle we ever saw was X Factor and Charlie Clips.
Mm-hmm.
Clips was only rapping for like an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, that nigga did a whole mixtape up there on the stage and shit, basically. You know what I mean? And it was like, you know. I don't know. I just ain't feeling that. 90 seconds, too, bro. I do want to see Arsenal battle H.A. Double, though. You battle Rob Nitty, no doubt. That's what's up. Give the homie H.A. Double a shot, too. I want to see y'all niggas get it in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Here's what the YouTube account is. It's called Teddy Grizzle Battles is what the trailer is under.
Teddy Grizzle? Nigga sound
Teddy
like you're to Human Resources. Teddy Grizzle.
Teddy Grizzle battles, yo.
Yeah. I mean, I guess my problem, but you know what my problem is? I'm going to tell you right now what the problem is. Is that when you go to the Spit That Heat event, like I said, they had Danger Zone versus AR Automatic Ray. They had XL with battling CT. Here's my thing about it, is that CT, Automatic Ray, and the rest of Spit That Heat, that they belong to Spit That Heat. Those are their battlers, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you take a card that has two battlers that have nothing to actually do with your league, it is kind of crazy in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really that fucking hard to get a couple of thousand and give these niggas to rap for fucking 25 seconds on a league no one's ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I'm coming from. That shit is kind of, you can't say, like, the battlers got to understand something. You can't say battle rap is being oversaturated with battlers and leagues, and then you fucking run to a league no one's ever heard of to actually have a battle.
They run into the money bank.
I mean, it doesn't make no sense. Either the game is oversaturated or it's not. You're not helping by going to a league no one's ever heard of. You know what I'm saying? That's not really helping, I don't think.
But hear this, though. Like, let's say we have a league and shit, and we have access to talk to T-Rex and Charlie Clips, and we all three of us got paper, and it won't hurt us financially, and we want to make a big splash, I can see why a nigga would be like, let me get Clips and Rex on my cars. If they're small, they're just popping.
But here's the whole thing, though, about that shit. Is it got to be a league that's like, it got to be a league that's in it to be in it, my nigga.
Right.
You got a lot of these fly-by-night leagues, you know what I'm saying? It got to be a league that's like, they're not planning on going anywhere anytime soon. They're planning on, say, they're giving us message that we know we're not even going to fucking get anywhere else. Let's be real. I mean, shit. Your girl only really has like 2-3 events a year. I don't know, man. This whole shit is starting to get weird now and shit. It's the same battles going everywhere, battling and shit.
As long as you give us good battles, man, that's all I have. Because, like, for instance, Daylight and Chilla Jones is a fucking good-ass battle. A good-ass battle. I could watch that shit mad times. Yeah, okay. Quill, I fucks with your battle, Quill. I can't even front, my nigga. Yeah, I could watch that battle mad times, Obi. I can't front. You know what I mean? I understand the league aspect of it, but to me, it's like, man, if you're going to play ball, you can play ball in any court. Just make that shit sound good. But I do understand, like, when niggas go to URL, they know they got to go a little extra hard, even though sometimes they don't. And it goes another league, some old mom and pop league, like you said. That's just, are they taking the fucking culture serious, or trying to make a quick buck, or trying to make a YouTube view up?
I think that's where I'm going with it. Like,
right.
Hey man, someone tell Teddy Grizzle to call up, man. Fuck that shit.
I got it right now. I'm having him call up.
Yeah, have him call up. We got to start making sure these leagues are in it for the right fucking reasons. That's where I'm going. You know what I'm saying? Not you just gonna have one event a year. Like, I'm not with that shit.
But I feel what niggas are saying.
What?
I feel it. No, because I'm looking on the aspect of too, like, the business aspect of it. Yeah, you kind of wanna keep it moving. I don't think a lot of niggas that's jumping in the league is just trying to get a. I mean, yeah, they're trying to get a quick buck, but I think they got love for the culture and shit.
Yeah, but you know who these dudes are, dog. You just seen a car with
gotta get to know, no.
Yeah,
gotta make a name.
Yeah, but dog, you just seen a car with big ass names, no league behind it, nothing.
Yeah, but ARP that started from the ground up. Spit the Heat started from the ground up. Black Ice.
Yeah, but they were always people promoting themselves.
Right, they were promoting themselves, but
even
not
ARP. But you seen ARP all around. You know he's in with battle rap. There's a difference. You know that.
Yeah. My thing is, the battle rappers, if you go wherever you go at, just give us some fucking bars. That's all I ask, man.
Going to be the case, then we can't complain if they take battles for 30 for 90 seconds.
I'm not going to complain. I don't like it, but I get it. Like I said earlier, they don't have the money to pay these niggas.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Fucked up, man. This shit is fucked up.
They don't
up.
Have the money to pay Charlie Clips and T-Rex. Imagine if you're a league just starting, and the biggest name you got on there is Charlie Clips. And Rex, everybody else getting the fucking breadcrumbs.
Charlie Clifton and Rex should be a serious battle, not some, I don't know, man, not a bullshit ass fucking one rounder.
I don't think it's going to be crazy. Oh, not for no one round. One round of Charlie Clifton and T-Rex? Nah.
I mean, it's a card. I mean, it's another card, so salute to them. I just want to see, like, who the fuck is it? You know what I'm saying? What's going on? All I see is a fucking... a picture and shit of names.
Yeah, I mean, T-Rex and fucking...
No one promoting nothing. I don't know what the fuck is going on. This shit is crazy.
You got T-Rex and Charlie Clips for one round, my nigga. That's like going to see fucking Mobb Deep perform one song and they leave after that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We got Teddy Grizzle on right now. 602,
nice.
Teddy Grizzle, what's good?
Hello?
Yo.
Teddy, what's poppin'?
Hey, yo, what's good?
What's crackin'?
Hey, hey, yo, T, so this card in October, this is your card?
Yes, it is. My name's Teddy Grizzle. I'm an entrepreneur, and I had some extra cash, and I'm a huge battle fan. This is something that I wanted to do for Arizona.
Oh, so is it a league or what? All we see is names, brother.
That's what I hear you. There's no right now. There's no league. I'm shopping the card. If someone wants to pick it up and put it on their channel, that's totally up for question, but you know, as of right now, we just wanted to get people excited about the names. You know, Arizona hasn't really had anything since Voice Box, and that wasn't even, you know, really a whole lot to start with. So I wanted to start off big. I didn't want any baby steps into this, you know.
I just want to make sure I'm not bugging. So you're pretty much saying the card is locked.
I got everybody.
You got the master. So now you just want an actual league you're looking for a league to actually take the card?
Yeah. I mean, I'm also happy with not having a league. I really couldn't care less. But, I mean, if I can help someone in the process of putting on an event that I want to do, then why not? You know, I mean, I've already gone through the legwork, but, you know.
Okay, okay, okay.
Also, he doesn't get a whole lot of shine, but my partner in this, he ran the Sand Trap Presents and a lot of stuff like that. Tight Homies is Keith Wright. He's going to be my partner in this. He's a big man out in Arizona, so shout out to anyone that knows him.
Teddy, can you tell us the rounds of these battles? You know, I've heard that Clips and Wreck.
Yes, I can.
Okay. Run it down.
Yes, I can. Absolutely. Just give me one sec. Let me get over my board real quick.
Okay.
I'm just going down the line. This is in no particular order. I'll get everybody,
okay,
though. Cortez versus Danger Zone is going to be a 1 5-minute rounder.
1 5-minute
okay
rounder.
We only got three of those on the card.
Okay.
Marv Juan versus Lotize, that's going to be 3 2-minutes. Burr versus Danny Myers is going to be 3 2-minutes. Remedy versus Roan is going to be 3 2-minutes. Sketch versus DNA is going to be 1 5-minute.
Okay.
Arsenal versus Rum Nitty is going to be 3 2-minutes.
Okay.
Clips and T-Rex is going to be 1, and it's probably going to be like 6 to 7.
Okay.
But that's what we got for that one. And I'm hearing it all over the place. I understand people are upset about it. If you buy the pay-per-view or if you come to the event, you will understand why we're doing this. I can't say anything on it, but it.
So.
I promise you will understand.
You're hearing around, why is it not 3 2-minutes if they're going to be rapping for 6 minutes, regardless?
Honestly, it's the question that I asked the battlers themselves. There's a very large difference in price because battlers need to start the round and end the round. They're putting a very high dollar price on that.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I'm paying pretty decent money as it is for the one off. You know, I mean, I had a price range set, but you know, these guys, you know, a lot of them are making some serious money on this battle stuff. You know, and they got to be compensated for it. I'm not here to, you know, offend anyone's grind whatsoever. But you know, what I could get is what I could get.
Is there anybody you reached out to that is not on the card? Like any other huge names that you approached for this card? Because
you know,
gotta understand from where we come from, like having this card go out of nowhere, it's kind of like shocking, you know, of like having something like Arsenal versus the. So that's my question. Did you approach anybody else?
You know what? It's we actually got almost everybody that we were aiming for. I got to tell you, the card looked a little bit different when I first started it out. There were some people that were unreachable. It was just bad timing. One person that we talked to didn't want to book so far in advance. You know, so we had some obstacles, but really it didn't change. If anything, we had battlers calling us to get on the card.
Oh, really?
You know, I had people. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I had, you know, like I signed, I booked up Real Deal for KG. And then I get a hit up from Real Deal. He's like, yo, my man Cortez trying to get on the card. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I fucks with Cortez. He's dirty. So I called Cortez. We found Danger Zone. And then Danger Zone comes to me. He's like, yo, Verb wants on the card. And I'm like, oh, shit, absolutely.
So they wanted to be on the card.
Huh?
So they all asked to be on the card.
Well, I mean, they saw the card. I mean, it's dope as hell. I mean, you can't hate it. You can't hate on it that much. I mean, I get the one-offs. You know, a lot of people don't like the one-offs. There are some classic one-offs. Young Ill versus T-Rex, I love that shit. I ain't put my Mac down yet. That was nasty. You know, you got JC versus Charlie Clips. I love that one, too. You know, I mean, there are a lot of Cortez versus Big Cannon. I enjoyed that one as well. You know, I don't understand what people are getting at. You know, there is the difference in the price for the 3 2-minute rounds. Is so much more than a one-off. It would blow fans' minds. But I'm not one to speak on money, you know, at the table. That's not my thing.
You know what the issue is? All right. I mean, the problem is, like, first and foremost, is this going to be your only event or whatever the case may be? Like, or it's going to be one-off?
Actually, well, we planned on it that way, but I got to tell you, there's been so much interest in this event. I mean, it's like wildfire. As soon as we put it out there, people are just chomping at it. I mean, we may or may not already be building the second card. Like, so we can just roll right into it after this.
Are you worried about URL saying you're taking their battlers?
I mean, if there are any battlers on my card that are under contract that say that they can't battle outside of the URL, then I totally understand. We'll let them go right now.
You're just booking Will, so I don't think you have a problem on your card. I think you're good right now.
Yeah, I think we're okay. I mean, if there's any issues with that whatsoever, as far as I know, there's no problem because no one's called my cell phone. I haven't gotten a call from Smack or Beasley or Norbs or anyone that has had an issue. If someone has an issue, which I've heard there's talk around, my number is always open. It's a free number on my Twitter.
You said you heard this talk around.
Oh, yeah, there's just like, no, I'm not like on the internet and whatnot. I've gotten some word from people saying that, you know, some people throwing a little dirt on the card, not liking that I have a lot of Smack battlers on here. Point blank, period. I wanted to put on the best card I could possibly do. It's a compliment to Smack for bringing up such amazing battlers. I mean, if anything, if he sees it as a disrespect, I apologize. If you did, then you should lock up your battlers a long time if you don't want them battling anywhere else. But because they're allowed to battle somewhere else. And it's a compliment to him. He has a great company. What he's done is fantastic for battle rap, putting it on a main stage, USF. I fuck with it. I fuck with everybody that he's ever put on, really. I mean, there's very few of them. So, I mean, you know, I got love for Smack, real talk.
Okay. Since there's no one that's actually got the card yet, you said you're shopping it. There's no official venue, I take it, or
there is a venue
being held. Oh, there is a venue.
There is a venue. Oh, yeah.
Is it going
to
be in Arizona?
That was just to drop the battlers. We have almost everything set up already.
Okay.
We're just working on. We'll have a day for pre-sale tickets to come out, and then we'll have one for pre-sale for pay-per-view as well.
Okay. Pardon me.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was just going to let you know the venue is going to be School of Rock in Tempe, Arizona.
School of Rock, Tempe, Arizona. Now, I take it you say you're a big battle fan. Have you been watching these battles to know what to do and what not to do when it comes to visuals, when it comes to footage, audio, everything like that? You know?
Yes. Not only that, I've gone to battles live. I was just at Blackout 4 and yesterday just drove back from Vendetta 2. So at the venue, and then I've also bought pay-per-view. I bought The Crown. I bought way back when Charlie Clips was first supposed to battle Holohan on KOTD. I bought that one. You know, because the audio, the visual, and the pay-per-view are the three things, honestly, I'm worrying about most. As of right now, mainly because there's been so much heat on people to do it correctly. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. Three-letter man, let me ask you a question. I think there's something else you should be concerned about. And I just say this because I know this is the norm. Are you concerned that because it's not a King of the Dot stage or URL stage, that because you're small and just on a come-up, that they're not going to take the bout seriously? It might give us weak bars.
It's something.
Man, I want to click on that site and be like, you think it ain't really come correct over here? It's a money move.
Yep.
You know what? It was something I worried about. Honestly, when we were putting this all together, I mean, you know, I wouldn't take them seriously. But you know, if someone came to me like that, you know, and they said that way, they can see by the way that we do business that they're going to need they need to come correct. From the contracts to the money that we're paying them, I mean, you know, half up front at signing, like within the hour, like we're on a clock. Like we want to make sure that everybody's comfortable, you know what I'm saying? So we put it that way, that if you're battling for us, you know, or on this card, like understand that, you know, there's a certain level that we need you to come at. Like just because it's outside of the URL or King of the Dot doesn't mean you can slack off for this. We also have a little bit of an incentive that's kind of been going around. In between the battles, we're probably going to be throwing events where we bring larger artists to Arizona. And if you're on this card, you're on the top list to open for said artist.
So that's who we look at to get them on stage. Okay. We want to launch some music. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the amount of money that it costs for me to throw this battle, I could get Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No.
So we could build from there.
All right.
Have you caught any heat from, I mean, I know you don't have to say names, but anybody affiliated with NWO League? I know you didn't say, you said not smack, but has anybody come at you upset about this card at all?
A couple fans that that think that I'm hurting smack. I had a fan actually say, he gave me like the finger of shame. Like he was like, how dare you? Like, this is why Smack's battles lately have been bad, because smaller leagues like you are putting on these ridiculous performances. Like, listen to yourself. Like, what are you saying? Like, you're mad at the little guy for finally flipping change? Like, don't be mad at me. Like, that's ridiculous. People always talk about like, oh, this battle, I've been waiting to see this battle forever. Like, why is that? You know, it's clearly a dope battle. Why are we waiting so long for it? If money's the issue, I got money. I got no problem putting this battle on. You know, I took out the main equation, which was, you know, where do we find the dough?
Yeah. Damn, that's, yeah.
So were you surprised how quick it spread?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I don't even know. I got to tell you, I started using Twitter like a week ago. So I'm like, socially, I got my girl uses Twitter and Instagram, so I mean, she's been helping me out, thank God. But,
welcome to the Matrix, Teddy.
Yeah, that's what it feels like right now. I feel like I'm about to go spar with Morpheus in the dojo or something.
Life will never be the same, man. Yeah.
Right?
Crazy,
this is going to be the same thing that happened when, like, you went from not having a phone to having a phone with you at all times.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, we got to get you back up here on the show so we can give you so we can really talk about this shit some more.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you guys got my number or whatnot, so I mean, you hit me up, I'm free all the time, so you get at me.
Definitely, man. Yo, good luck for calling up on last minute notice. We gonna call you soon.
Salute. Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. Anytime.
All right.
I appreciate it, man.
All right.
Teddy Grizzle, you heard it here first. Wow.
I'm not mad at him, you know. You know, the way he worded it and the angle he took from. See, I still want to ask you some more questions first. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going front. I do. We don't have enough time for it, though. But I see some of where he's coming from.
Yeah.
You got the bread? Like I said earlier,
here's
you got
the
bread.
Here's the problem, though, is that what if 50 other people have the bread?
Then you got a lot of battles.
See, here's what I was feeling. I felt Caps' question about, is this the only event you're going to throw? And I was hoping he would not say no. Because, I mean, we don't want to just see, like, all right, one event.
A one-time thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we don't want to see another Battle America. I mean.
My concern is, do these niggas take their craft serious when they go to other small leagues? Like, are you going to go over there and write your best bars? Or are you going to wait till, like, this shit starts at 5 o'clock and you just start writing rhymes at 2 p.m.? I mean, 3 hours before the venue and shit? I don't want to hear rhymes like that. Mm-hmm.
Some lazy throwaway rhymes that we don't even see the rematch.
Exactly.
Yo, hold up, man. I want to say big shout to the yo, Spit That Heat got I want to say young dude. It's a dude he had his first battle this weekend. A dude named Trez. Like, yo, y'all got to watch out for nigga B.
What's his name?
Young dude's on the cover.
Yeah, the nigga name is Trez, T-R-E-Z. Like, yo, this dude got some bars, B. And it was his first battle, my nigga. And it was just like, it was on a training day call. Wait till all these battles drop. Y'all gonna see.
Salute.
But this dude, Trez, though, that dude, he was showing his ass paws this weekend.
Shout out to Daylight once again. I want to shout out Daylight again. Thank you, Daylight, for giving me 3 rounds. That's all I asked, my brother. That's all I've asked.
Yep.
Just 3 rounds, man.
It was cool how you cleaned up, Daylight. I'll say that.
Salute, Daylight.
You did good against Shiller, man. I can't front.
Salute to Daylight.
But that's what I'm trying to say. He was about to throw the day before. And then you know what it is, though? It's like I said, the third round, he was talking to me the whole third round. So whatever third round he had, he pretty much trashed that. You know what I'm saying? It came up with a whole another third round in a matter of hours. You feel me?
Word.
So y'all like really look at what he did and shit. When I got there, he didn't have it. The whatever third run he had, he threw away.
I'm looking at everything. Do not miss tomorrow's show. I repeat it. Do not miss tomorrow's show. I'm not even going to spend time doing out these links, man. Just do not miss it. 10 to 12 tomorrow. My name is Timbo, fellas.
Yo, it's your boy, Angie Fan 007, man. Shout out to the whole Angie Fan movement and the winners of the contest.
It's your boy, Three Letter Man, a.k.a. D-R-E, a.k.a. Mike Woodson. Peace.
We out, just like Woodson. Gone.